Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac today, Wednesday, September 11th, 255th day of the year. Did you give away the tickets that you wanted to give away yesterday?
Yes, we did give away some to the Livin' Fest.
That was it. Yes,
I'm going to give away some more, and I'm going to give away some of the Doobie Brothers tribute show at the Medina tomorrow night. I'm going to give those away too.
Today is Wednesday, September 11th, 255th day of the year. This date, 1789, our first president, the father of our country, George Washington, appointed Alexander Hamilton the first Secretary of the Treasury. You know, when they appointed him, when George appointed him, she also should have given him some shooting tips.
Right.
How to win in a duel. Yeah. Maybe. Just a couple of tips.
You know, he was quick enough, but he wasn't accurate enough.
Well, that's it. He didn't work on his skills. I mean, it's one thing to be quick, and there are plenty of quick people out there, right, but if they don't have the skills.
Yeah. And it's counterproductive.
Right. Willie Gault was quick, and he tried bobsled. How did that turn out?
Not good.
No. He tried. 1847 here this date.
I came from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea.
How about this ditty?
It rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. The sun's so hot,
I
froze to death.
You know,
Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with the banjo on my knee.
And anybody who does that song and there isn't a banjo in it, I refuse to sing that in first grade music class because there was no banjo. I go, I'm sorry, Mrs. Lester, I leave. There's no banjo here. It's banjo on my knee. Come on. So
no banjo, no dice.
No banjo, no dice. So that song was heard for the first time this date. Written by the great Stephen Foster.
First
singing of Stephen Foster's Oh Susanna. It happened in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1847. And that was a standard you had in music class in elementary school. You sang that one.
Mm-hmm.
There was another song we sang that had the word scratch my gravel, which we loved. We loved that word. I mean,
scratch
as kids, yeah, there's something about scratching gravel.
I don't remember that
and,
one.
I mean, I lived on a dirt road. I never remember scratching that.
You could get scratched.
Yeah, we had gravel. We had, what's the best grade? Grade 5 gravel? Well, which one is it?
Yeah.
So 1847 is when that happened. 1941, they started construction on the Pentagon, which this was this day in 41, and then who would know, what was it then, 60 years later exactly?
Yes.
That a plane would crash into it.
Right.
To the day.
Yeah.
They completed it in 1943. Five sides to depict
the five branches.
Five branches of the military, yeah. Yes. Did they have to make another side for the Space Force?
Did they have to make
a little wing to add a sixth?
Might not be a bad idea.
To make it into a hexagon. Because right now it's, what, a pentagon.
Right.
And that's what it's called. 1941. Same day in 41.
No chocolate mess with M&M's chocolate candies.
Candy shell outside, milk chocolate inside.
The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
You dick.
Got any freeze?
Go fish.
For good clean fun every time,
M&M's chocolate candies.
Plain.
And peanut.
M&M's, this date, released, seen for the first time, 1941, they introduced M&M's. The M&M stands for Forrest Mars Sr., who was the son of the original Mars guy, Frank Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And then another guy, last name M, who's actually from the Hershey Company. He was like the son of the guy working, not Hershey, but the son of the current guy running the Hershey Company.
Yeah.
And he broke off from his father, Forrest Mars did, because, oh, Dad, you're old. You don't know what's going on. I got some new ideas. So I got this idea for this candy-coated chocolate that would not melt in your hands.
It was genius.
And there was a time where they couldn't have red because the red dye was poisonous or something.
Remember that? Yes.
Toxic red dye. They've since figured that out.
Yes.
So that guy, Frank Mars Sr., you've probably seen it.
Yes.
The food that built America. He actually went to Europe and worked for Nestle, but didn't tell them who he was. And, like, got all these secrets from Nestle.
Jeez. That candy, that was a war. I mean,
It was.
That was no holds barred.
M&M eat M&M is what it was.
That was the Indian leather strap cage match.
Very popular. And for the longest time, there was just chocolate and then peanut. And now there are a lot of different varieties.
Yes.
That get very confusing.
Yes. Yeah. Peanut butter, pretzel.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Pickle. No, I don't think they have pickle yet.
Probably not far.
Yeah.
He came up with Uncle Ben's rice, too.
He did.
Horace Mars Sr. Uncle Ben's rice. How about 1967, this date on television? We had a premiere.
Welcome to our first show that we're doing. I'm real excited and very, very happy that you're all with us tonight. Looks like we got a nice full group.
That's Carol Burnett, Neil.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett's show aired for the first time. Beginning of the show, she'd take questions from the audience, kind of clever. She was always...
anything at all?
She was quick on her feet.
Yeah, she wasn't prompted or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Do you get nervous now after being such a professional for so long?
Do I get nervous when we have to do... No.
She fainted. Fake fainted. In Carol Burnett fashion there. Carol Burnett's show was on for 11 years.
So many great
Jim
shows.
Jim Nabors was on that first show.
Gomer
Pyle. Lyle Wagner. Yeah. Tim Conway wasn't. He would come later.
Yeah.
Vicki Lawrence was on that first show. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, did you mention Harvey Korman? Was he on there? Yes, he was.
He was on the first show.
It's Headley. Oh, we had another. Now, see, I would have taken today off. But since you didn't take yesterday off on the Gunsmoke premiere.
Right.
I didn't take today off for this premiere.
Well, Ingles family, as soon as you get done soaking your feet, we got a wagon to unload.
We're home?
We're home.
Yeah, they're settling on Plum Creek. They had the pilot movie that had aired like the year before, but this was the first episode.
1974.
Okay. 1974. Bonanza just wrapped.
Yes.
And Michael Landon moved on to Little House on the Prairie, the episode of Harvest of Friends. They move into Walnut Grove. He goes out and buys just an impressive, impressive team of oxen to turn the land. Because you got to turn the land.
Yeah, you have to turn
the land.
You got to
turn the land. And then, you know, they're all great. They're going to have this bountiful harvest. They go out on a picnic. They're flying a kite. And somebody, it had to have been Laura, got the kite caught up into a tree. Charles climbs a tree, falls down, breaks his ribs.
Oh, no.
And
it's hard to turn the land with
broken
ribs.
Well, that and the fact that he had taken out a loan to buy the oxen, and he's paying it back by doing some work at the feed and seed, fixing their roof, and he can't fix the roof anymore. But then the wee ones show up, Neil, to help out, and then the other men of the community show up. And the rest
it was a
history.
Simpler time,
it
but
really
it, was
was.
A, it was a really
it really
good time.
Was. They came together.
Yeah.
1977.
Okay, Atari, let's see your best pitch.
You're out, Rose!
The Atari video computer system is 20 cartridges with 1,300 game variations you play on your own TV set.
I'm pretty sure that they did not show Pete Rose the graphics of Atari baseball. Otherwise,
they weren't strong.
Otherwise, he said, "I'm not endorsing this crap." I mean, that's not baseball. I played Atari baseball in the 2600. That's not baseball,
right?
That's why we then said, "Well, we need an Intellivision because their baseball and their sports games are so much better." But still, it was
at the time
it was the highest selling video game system, the Atari 2600, originally known when it was released in 77. As the Atari VCS video computer system.
Nice.
And, you had an arcade in your house now. And it was so much more than Pong.
Yes.
Because that was basically was Pong and then that.
We played the baseball also.
Yeah, exactly.
It was fun.
And it came with Combat. Remember Combat?
Yes.
That was the one with the tanks and everything, and that was fun. So that was this date in 77. Didn't we just hear from Pete Rose?
We did.
He was endorsing the Atari 2600, and then, 8 years later, he was doing this.
2-1 pitch from Shaw in the left center. There it is!
has eclipsed Cobb. That's number 4,192.
Now, the bad thing is, several years ago, he had bet the under at 4,192, unfortunately, for Pete Rose. So, 4,192, the all-time hits leader. That won't be broken.
Off Eric Schau
Eric of the Padres. Schau of the Padres. Exactly. Marty Brenneman on the call there.
Nice.
What was I going to say? Oh, you know, Pete Rose is banned from the Hall of Fame.
Baseball, yeah.
What's worse? Was it the gambling or the guys that took performance-enhancing? Because really, Pete Rose wasn't a cheater.
Mm-mm.
Unlike the performance-enhancing, you know, doping guys.
It might have been a bad haircut that cost him, too.
He had
a bad haircut.
Right, that was not working for him at all. Mm. Let's remember this guy.
Oh, yeah. I love this old dog. He's 15. That's 105 for you and me. He's an Alpo dog.
That's one old dog.
That is an old dog.
And Lorne Greene lived to be 9.5 in dog years.
Yeah.
He died at the age of 72.
Pretty young.
Yeah. Bonanza, Battlestar Galactica, Ringo.
Oh.
He did some singing and some commercials and Elpo
Ringo
and the
now.
Whole thing. Yeah. That was 1987. We lost Lorne Greene. Then 2001.
This, Justin, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story, obviously calling our sources and trying to figure out exactly what happened. But
you can hear it in the background, the clamoring, you know, the frenetic activity going on in the CNN newsroom. And it was just something that, we didn't expect to happen. We were stunned that it did happen.
Stunned. I had it on in the studio, and I couldn't, obviously the sound wasn't on. I thought it was like some movie thing they were doing.
Was that a 10-inch TV?
Yeah,
we
a little 10-inch black and
color.
White.
I think it was supposed to be color, but
the color didn't work.
No, the color didn't work, or the antenna was so bad we couldn't get any stations. We could get PAX, I think, or maybe the kitten that roared. Back there in the early 2000s at the old Bob Studios Princeton.
It was surreal.
It was, yes. That was unbelievable. And it did turn out to be terrorism. Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden. We eventually got him in 2011.
Took a while, but we got him.
Two planes, World Trade Center, Pentagon. Mm. And then, of course, United Flight 93 and Tom Burnett from Bloomington.
Right.
They said, let's roll. And they were heroes.
Yes.
Because was that the one that was headed to the White House? That was headed somewhere.
Yeah.
If I recall. Yep. And 2001, that was 23 years ago today. And all kinds of remembrances.
As there should be.
Going on. Speaking of remembrances, let's remember. This guy was always funny to me.
And that's fine with me.
Sweet.
As long as it's okay with my daughter. Otherwise, you will continue to date her and no one but her until she is finished with you. Because if you make her cry, I will make you cry.
Ritter's sudden death was blamed on a heart condition that is hard to detect, but not as rare as you might think.
John Ritter passed away. Jack Tripper from Three's Company and then his other show, the 8 Rules to Date My Teenage Daughter.
Mm-hmm. Very young.
54, yeah.
Yeah, 54. Wow.
It was an aortic aneurysm.
Ugh.
John Ritter, this date.
We never know.
2003. And then 2019.
Scientists have found water for the first time on a potentially habitable exoplanet. According to the Washington Post, exoplanet K2-18b is twice as big as Earth, with 8 times its mass. It orbits a red dwarf star 110 light-years or 650 million miles away from Earth, completing an orbit every 33 days.
We won't be visiting that planet anytime soon.
No.
But still kind of interesting how they can kind of detect that there's water, like water vapor in the atmosphere. Did you catch the name of that planet, K2-18b?
Sure.
That sounds like that just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Sure it sure does.
I mean, I want a t-shirt right now.
How's things on K2-18b?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we use words like Vulcan. I'm glad Star Trek actually gave names to the planets.
Yes.
And not just numbers. But a 33-day year. Wouldn't have a whole lot of time to do much.
Quick. No.
Yeah, that would be very quick. Yeah. Stores would never get rid of their Christmas stuff.
No, it just stays up.
It would be in there be up the whole time. Let's move on to birthdays now. This one's dedicated to you, Neil.
Okay.
I'm getting too damn old for this.
Mac, is that you?
That's me.
When you gonna learn to speak up?
Right now. We gotta talk.
Come on up.
All right. What's that from, Neil?
Well, I was from the Return to Dodge Gunsmoke made-for-TV movie in the first of five that they did with the popularity of Gunsmoke.
They
that was
did
like
five
12
of those. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They did five of them. Yeah.
I thought three.
No, they did five after Gunsmoke. The TV show ended in 75. That one, I believe, was 87.
Isn't in one of them, didn't they help to get Gilligan off the island, too? Wasn't
yeah.
that? But anyway, yeah. So that's Earl Holliman.
He played Jake, yeah.
Now, was that a reprisal of a role that he had played earlier in the TV show or not?
I don't remember him playing. He was in several episodes of Gunsmoke, but I don't remember him playing Jake. The title or the mean bad guy in that one, Manon. That was Steve Forrest was Manon, and they did flash back to the show, and that was like from 73 or 74, somewhere in there.
Well, they should have had a mashup then, brought in William Conrad, Manon versus Cannon.
Yes.
Why not? Because, well, what's his name? William Conrad was the original Matt Dillon on radio.
Yes.
So, yeah. Earl Holliman still with us at 96.
Would you welcome Miss Lola Falana?
There's a train that's coming.
Lola Falana, she could sing, she could dance. She was a quadruple threat.
For
Lola
sure.
Falana, the entertainer. She's with us here at the Big 8-2.
Excuse me. Terrence Mann was a warm and gentle voice of reason during a time of great madness. He coined the phrase, make love, not war. While other people were chanting, burn, baby, burn, he was talking about love and peace and understanding.
Remember this speech from Field of
sure
Dreams?
Sure do.
That is the actress Amy Madigan, who played the wife of Ray Kinsella in Field of Dreams. And, of course, she's talking about Terrence Mann, who was played by?
James Earl Jones.
Yes, James Earl Jones.
We
people will come, Ray. But read my book. There's Amy Madigan. She was also Uncle Buck's girlfriend,
right,
working at the tire shop there.
Loved it. She's a good
Buck,
actress.
She's 74.
Here I'm sitting on the bar, talking like a damn fool. I got 12 o'clock newspaper.
Who didn't like Sticks?
Hey, Dennis DeYoung didn't sing lead on all their hits.
No.
You got your Tommy Shaw.
I've seen both.
Yes. Are they still touring? J.Y. Young, that's his name, right? J.Y. And then Tommy Shaw are still with the band.
Yeah.
This is too much time I have. That's a pretty good song from that Paradise Theater album.
For sure.
Which is a monster. A
lot of great songs.
Tommy Shaw, 71.
Hi. Can you read, honey? No. All right. What's your name?
Shirley Baker.
Shirley Baker. Mm-hmm. Shirley Baker. Let's just take a look.
Isn't that a song? Shirley Baker's Love yeah. Slave?
This is you. You're with us. You're Rockford Peach.
So that is, that's Helen from A League of Their Own. She helped the girl that couldn't read.
Oh, yeah.
Find out
right.
that she was, you know, I like Betty Spaghetti.
Right.
But Helen did a nice job, too. One of the side players
okay.
on A League of Their Own. And you may also remember her from she was on a TV show, Mad About You.
Oh, okay.
She was like a friend of the gang there.
Paul.
She is 64. Paul Reiser and Helen
yeah.
Hunt.
Yes, there we go.
Life goes on, and so do we.
Q-Neal.
It is TV team time, Jim.
But that Empty Nest show was good. Richard Mulligan,
he's good
actor, funny. Christy McNichol, the lovely Christy McNichol, along with Dinah Manoff. They were their daughters. They were his daughters. And Christy McNichol, 62. Neil, you may remember her from the show Family,
too. Yes, I remember Family.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one.
It had to be you.
You may remember this song from a little movie called When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
I wandered around and finally found
Harry Connick Jr.
When he first came out, people couldn't get enough of him.
No, he was crooning.
Yeah, he was crooning
up a storm.
He had the look, he had the sound. Pretty skilled.
57 today. Our rapper of the day is Ludacris, just here at the State Fair.
That's right.
He and T-Pain were there.
I can't believe I missed that show.
Yeah, you got tied up. You were heading there. What happened? I can't remember what happened.
Something happened.
Ludacris is 47.
Tim, can you tell me what they are?
Gallimimus.
Are those meat-eating meatosauruses?
They are not meatosauruses.
No.
But they are flocking this way.
Right.
That's from the first Jurassic Park, and she was one of the little kids. Timmy and Lex, they were brother-sister, right? Weren't they the grandkids of the main guy? The guy who said, welcome to Jurassic Park. Yes, I have a T-Rex. He does. Yeah. Ariana, believe it, she's 45.
Okay, 45
is
good.
45. 45.
I recognize that voice.
Voice Charles Kelly. Did he have a brother? Was it Josh Kelly? He did some stuff too. He had another, there was another Kelly out there.
Yeah, there was Charles Kelly.
Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, and then, there's Josh Kelly. That's his brother.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So 43 from Charles Kelly, Lady Antebellum. You can call him Lady A now if you want.
Uh-huh.
And then one more.
How'd you know about this?
I've been reading your reports on the planet. But also my hearing.
Your hearing?
Oh, my super hearing.
We haven't formally met. I'm Lois Lane.
It's nice to meet you, Miss Lane.
And you are who exactly? Mr. Metropolis? Red and Blue Man?
Oh, I'm sure you'll come up with something.
So he's the current Superman on TV.
Okay.
And he does a nice job.
All right.
He is right up there. He's better than some of the most recent ones, I think.
Okay.
His name is Tyler Hoechlin from Superman and Lois.
Yet.
It's Superman and Lois on the CW.
All right.
Or the WB or whatever they're calling it now.
I could have checked that
out. Maybe it's still the kitten that roars. 37 for Tyler Hoechlin. You know, that channel, 23, started out as Spectrum Sports.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Talking to your friend Brad, who used to work there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's where they started. They were on Channel 23 with the Twins and the North Star games.
Very nice.
And now it's like the WB.
Yeah.
Or the CB.
CW.
Or the CW.
Or,
I think the CW is
CW
actually what it is now.
I think it is.
Gone but not forgotten.
Let's do Gone but not forgotten today. There's not a whole lot here. Former Louisiana governor, and he's also a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. We're talking about Jimmy Davis.
And that's because he wrote and sang this.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
What do?
You make me happy when skies are gray.
Well, another standard.
You never know, dear.
This one doesn't have to have a banjo, but it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Please don't take.
1899 for Jimmy Davis, that Country Music Hall of Famer. We've got two of our top football coaches of all time, one from college, one from the pros. We'll start college. We're talking about the guy with the, what do they call it? The bear
houndstooth
hat. Yeah, for Paul Bear Bryant, 1913.
And he's talking about his hat here.
Okay.
These old hats I wear, I'm out of. And I know somebody got one around someplace, so I don't care how many. It doesn't have to be new, but don't want an old one. This one's old, but not the small check. I've got, you can buy the small check, but quit making these things, and I have to have them.
He liked the wide check, houndstooth,
right?
And he's on his weekly coaches show.
And he's asking.
He's appealing to his viewers. See this hat? This is my last one. This one's wearing out.
Yeah.
I need this. This is my signature look. Please donate your used hats.
Somebody give me a hat.
To Bear Bryant.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah. He didn't even offer to pay for it. I think he would have.
Who cares about the game against Auburn?
Right.
I don't care. I need a hat. It's basically what he's saying there.
Right. That's good. That's a good clip there. Paul Bear Bryant, born on this day, 1913. Well, we'll get to the other coach in a moment. We do need to mention former Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos, born on this day, 1917.
His wife had 1,000 pairs of shoes. Yes. He had one. Yeah, he had one pair.
Well, there's only room in the closet for 1,001.
They were work boots.
Hall of Fame football coach. He always wore the suit and tie on the sidelines for the Dallas Cowboys for 29 years. We're talking about, of course, Tom Landry, born on this day, 1924.
Thomas Wade Landry achieved all a football coach could possibly achieve. He had eclipsed a sport, and it seemed he would roam the Dallas Cowboys sidelines forever.
Oh, but Jerry
Jones.
He
ordered the cheating.
Jerry Jones would...
Yes.
Would have a say in that.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, he did. He said, hey, Drew Pearson, push off.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's the one who ordered it. He ordered the push off.
Shove Nate Wright out of the way and make the catch. They won't call it. No, I'm Tom freaking Landry.
Talking about hats. He had the hat, too.
He had the hat.
Not houndstooth, but what did he have? A derby? What would you call it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would never wear one, but he looked good in it. Tom Landry, there, born on this day, 1924. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Ronnie Millsap, Stranger in My House. Terry Clark, When Boy Meets Girl. Or this one here, Steve Wariner, All Roads Lead to You.
We better stay with Ronnie.
W2PM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDDG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.